Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jim, and everyone listening. How is everyone doing this morning?
Good morning, Reetha. Here we are, what is it, 2 days, 3 days into summer already. Hold on to your hats, right?
I know. This year is just flying by as usual. What can we say? You know, I think as we get older, time just flies even faster.
Whether you're having fun or not.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I was having fun this weekend. I went to a wonderful event. Kaylee Stallings had a CD drop party. There were a bunch of Disney stars there. I know I'm a little old, but I still think that Disney is the thing to do. And
it was amazing. Saw you there, and it was a great event. Kaylee, her performance was amazing. I mean, how did that little girl get so talented? Isn't it? It's just...
I know.
It was really cool. I had a good time. I mean, it's not like we're in that age generation. I mean, but it was enjoyable watching them perform and watching Kaylee and her band. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, and they had great opening acts, and my grandson was there, and he said he got chills from Kaylee singing because that little girl has a great voice.
It really was
a wonderful time.
Well, I hope you're not following some of the latest little news things, because I know you like to take up a challenge with all your activities, with your travels, because, I don't know, did you hear about the couple that rode, not just taking a boat for several thousand miles, they rode from Morocco to New York.
Yeah, well, and, good luck with that.
But they had a disagreement, which cost them no talk. They didn't talk to each other for 3 days. That was one of their problems, they said, and a wave flipped their boat. But other than that, all went fine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of those type of things, let's move on to our hot topics.
All right.
Okay.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topics.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, you talked about we're into summer. We're also into car chase season in California. I don't know what it is. In Los Angeles, it heats up, and all of a sudden, we've got all these car chases going on. My cousin was visiting from Wyoming, and he was just amazed. It's like, this happens every day? And it's like, yeah, kind of. But you know what? I think they're doing it on purpose, because it seems to happen with the 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock noon news, so that they hit the news shows and we get to watch them. We don't get to watch real news. We watch car chases for a half an hour or an hour a day. It's just crazy. So we're back into car chasing season, and other people around the country have no idea because they don't do this. And we just have criminals that have minor crimes, and then they just take off in cars, and the police chases them, and the news helicopters chase them, and we have to watch it. So I'm begging the networks, stop, don't show them anymore.
Cut out this,
They're interrupting my soap opera every day. This is not working for me. And then the other hot topic I have is there was a nasty hoax internet rumor that Betty White had died over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
She did not. Betty is 92 years old. She's alive. She's kicking. She's doing great. I think these death of a star hoaxes are just terrible. I can't imagine why anybody would do that. But Betty's
fine. She didn't endorse that message.
Not at all. And it spread like wildfire, because everything does over the internet. And she's absolutely fine, healthy, and doing well. So we just want to give a shout-out to Betty White. Glad you're still with us. Stay with us for another 92 years.
hang in there, Betty.
Absolutely. Wow. And your hot topic.
Well, we're going to, you know, it's summertime is here. If there's no time or money for a two-week overseas vacation this summer, there's alternatives. I know it's relaxing to go out and do a two-week getaway somewhere, but plan on a couple of mini trips, if nothing else. Look into the 3-day paid trips through several large hotels, maybe. Look into timeshares. Listen to a little presentation. They give you a free 3-day, 2-night or more stay. It might be at a nice hotel in Palm Springs, Las Vegas, Tahoe, or a variety of other locations. Sometimes they give you a nice place to stay plus meals and no charge. Tickets to some shows may be thrown in. Sometimes you may even get transportation. Usually that's not included, but do your homework. Sometimes you can get a airfare if you do enough research, because I know a lot of people can't go because the airfare could be too expensive. But there's also called the Vegas turnaround. You can take a bus to Vegas for maybe an overnighter or stay for a day, and they call it turnaround. Another idea is possibly a train trip. There's a lot of interesting trips for a couple of days, tours through mountains, maybe wine country. If not in California, look into short-distance travel specials in your area. There may be, sometimes there's a lot to see in your own backyard, museums, natural sites, hiking vineyards, cave dwellings, and a lot of this can be done in a short distance. And then in the California area, again, you have the cruise ships. Sometimes you can go on a couple days cruise somewhere, maybe down to Mexico. But again, do your research. You don't have to spend a lot of money to go on a long vacation, but it is good to unplug once in a while, which I know you do, Aretha.
Absolutely. I just got back from a short cruise, and it was wonderful. And that brings us up to our first commercial break.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday mornings. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
That's right. We're here to brighten up everybody's Monday, and today we have a very special guest. He is an image consultant to the stars, and his career has just been fabulous. So I want to introduce to you, Jim, and to our audience, Scott Gillion.
Yes.
Gillion. Scott, are you with us?
I'm with you. I'm with you. Good morning and good afternoon to everyone, depending on what
Hello,
side
Scott.
Of the coast.
Hello.
How you doing there, Jim? How are you?
Pretty good. Did we get the pronunciation on your last name correct?
Scott Gillion.
Gillion.
Yes, Gillion.
Okay.
You got a Gillion, and then you have a Gillion. I'm Gillion.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
well,
Scott, because
are...
I did some... Go ahead, Reese.
You're a worldwide award-winning Hollywood hairstylist and image consultant, and you've been in the entertainment and beauty industry long enough that we can kind of classify you as a baby boomer.
Yeah, well, I like to feel like I still feel and try to keep myself together and look young as much as possible. You know, it's a state of mind. That's all that it is.
Absolutely. Well, you started out at age 15.
Yes.
Going to beauty school?
Yes. I went to cosmetology. I started cosmetology school at the age of 15, and I just found that particular subject matter, it was very becoming to me. And where the guys, when I was going to school, guys would be playing all the different sports or what have you. And then I said to myself, Well, the guys play either sport for two reasons. You know, they are great at what they do, and then there was the part where they said, well, if I'm a pro and I'm very good, all the girls would come to me, would come around them. And I said, wow, that's pretty good. But if you went to beauty college, I said, all the women love to get their hair done. And so it was kind of a good and bad reason why I even started beauty college. But
very clever, Scott.
but I got in beauty college because that's where all the beautiful women go, you know. And so I took advantage of the beauty college situation, and I basically never looked back from that point.
Go where the girls are. That makes sense. That's good thinking, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, there's one thing about it. We may not like the same types of music, but one thing we all got in common is people like to look good, and I'm in the look good business.
Cool.
Now, what you've worked with big stars. Just tell us a couple of experiences you've had with big stars like Eddie Murphy and...
Yeah, the Chris Rocks, and worked with Chris Tucker during the Rush Hour periods. The women is how I really got in with the women in the entertainment and movie world is I had an opportunity. Back in 1990, I think that's when it was, Halle Berry came to me and was asking what could we come up with where she could have a very, very unique look opposite of what all the women were wearing. Back in that point in time as it relates to their hair in Hollywood for motion pictures. And I ended up choosing the haircut that is pretty much swept the country, and I cut her hair from almost 22 inches up to the short cut. And from that point, she's never really wavered from that short haircut, and it became like a statement and a signature look for her.
That's so awesome. I know there are lots of men that would love to run their fingers through Hallie's hair.
Yeah. And, you know, from there, it just kind of taken off to the point where women were going and requesting that haircut in all the salons across the country, you know, for that fact, across the world, really. And she was really the one, female-wise, that really put me on the map, you know, as it relates to hairstyles or what have you. And of course, the guys that I work with lots and lots of people, you know, work with the Adam Sandlers of the world, his company, Happy Madison. I've just done a variety of things. Sir Anthony Hopkins, we did the movie out in Prague. I was out there, almost 4 months out there shooting. And so, you know, I've worked with a lot of individuals, you know, all over in the beauty business. The fashion part of what I do in terms of creating the look, the image, the total image, just kind of came in full circle for me, because I am an individual that highly believe in the fashion forwardness when it comes to the fashion part of things. So I kind of walk it like I talk it, and from that point, a lot of the stars start requesting my services for the dress code, and it just kind of taken off from there, you know. So now what happens is when I usually get calls for services or for photo shoots or for movies or television or videos, They call in because they want me to create the image, the look. And speaking of that, I am right now, I'm down in Atlanta in the good old ATL right now because as a national tour is getting ready to kick off with the group, if you can remember, a New Edition. Okay, the Bobby Browns and the Johnny Gills and the Raz Tress Band and Bib DeVoe, all of those guys, they called me down to create their new look for their new national tour. And that's why I'm down here right now. And they kick off sometime this week, this coming week, Friday, I think, Kansas. It's either Kansas or Kansas City, something like that, or Connecticut. I'm not really sure. I don't have a chart in front of me, but they kick off, they launch their tour, and they look hot.
Now,
they look hot.
Are these going to be the original New Edition, or
these are
new
all
kids?
The original, including Johnny Gill, which is a total of six of them now. Because remember,
okay,
Bobby Brown had left for a minute, but they're all back together now.
Now, they are no longer kids, okay? They're not quite baby boomers, but they're not
right.
Kids still. So,
but you know,
are they going to have a new look?
Yes, they are just, it's fresh. It's very fresh. Because if you noticed, let's say the JVs of the world, the Puffies of the world, well, you know, they're not necessarily baby boomers either, but they are in the light in the category where the young people is completely into them. And if you think about when you see pictures of them, whether it's television or magazines, their look has changed. It's not so much of the sagging pants and the baseball cap turned backwards on the head anymore. They look like professional individuals with taste. So what they're doing now, because these guys are such high profile personality people, it's kind of taking off with the other entertainers now. They are starting to lace up, if you will, and they're more fashion forward now. That is the new trend for the baby boomers. Okay, you know, dressing, becoming, you know, you want to dress for success, you know. And, yes, the trend has been for baby boomers, the sagging pants and the baseball caps turned backwards. But now it's a new day. It's the same equivalent of when we used to go and put a quarter in the payphone. But now if you ride up and down the street, you see no payphones. It's all cell phones now, okay? And so you got to change with the time, you know? And if you, a lot of people may have a lot of money, and then some may not have a lot of money. But one thing that we all do, you know, that's what television and good, you know, and nice radio stations like yourself have. You listen for what's hot, and you see on television what's hot. So it takes people like me to create what's hot, okay, and then let the individual decide if that's the route that they want to go. But if they don't go that way, it don't matter, because this is the hot thing to do. So you so what you do is you create it. That, you know, what's new, what's fashionable, you know, what's the new lingo, whatever, and then it just gravitates. I can't explain it, but that's just how it happens. So
people want to keep up with you, are you on Facebook or Twitter? Have a website?
I have Facebook up. My website is about to launch. I would say about the 15th of July, I should be full blown, because in September, they have this new show that will be coming out. It's called Hollywood Divas, and they will be introducing me on that show with my new hairline.
Okay. So a hair product.
Yes. But my product will be the 100% Indian temple hair. If you notice, all the women now, hair has jumped from 5 or 6 inches to 22 inches, you know, overnight. Now, the new craze now on a global basis now is putting in the hair extensions.
Mm-hmm.
So what I ended up doing, I shot a movie a couple of years ago. It was called Good Hair with Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we went over to India, and I had an opportunity to meet the individuals at the temple where actually all the hair comes from. I formed a relationship, and I decided, and I've been working on this now for a couple of years, I decided that I would come out with my hairline. And so now I'm finished being packaged. Everything is getting in place now. That's why I said that the website will be coming out around the 15th. Then they should start the promotes for the show so people will know to stay tuned in to see what the hair is like, the people that I'm working on and with that are beautiful, you know, female actresses. And I don't know, you remember the young lady, Candace Vaughn? She was co-star with Brandy at one time on the show called Moesha. Yes.
Right.
Well, a couple of months ago, she did a talk show. She did a Wendy Williams show. And and she revealed that she had a bad experience with her hair, with her natural hair, and all of her hair got very, very damaged. And it was because of, I guess, bad techniques. The hair wasn't being taken care of properly, and she ended up losing a lot of her hair on her head. So she revealed all of this, okay? And she was on the show called The Doctors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she revealed all of this. However, how I came into play with the show Hollywood Divas is that someone reached out to me and said, you know, this would be a great opportunity for not only her to start feeling like the star and looking like the star that she is, but it would give you an opportunity, Scott Julian, to let people be aware of what you have, the caliber of product that you have, and educate individuals about the hair so the people in the future will not have the misfortune that she had. Okay? And
right.
So they brought us together, and I will be revealing, you know, my hairline, and I will be revealing Candace a new look.
Well, we look forward to that. We're out of time, but we can Google Scott Julion, that's J-U-L-I-O-N, and look forward to Hollywood Divas and your new hair product line. And I just want to thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
And now we're going to have Jim's Gems.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
While doing some research in retirement investments, I came across an article in About.com, Money Over 55, the top 10 best retirement investments. Okay, we want to find some good places to put our money. That's if you have money to invest, that is. But remember in one of our past shows on retirement, I read an article on retirement statistics that stated the average retirement income is $44,000 per year when you retire. you should have 11 times that amount saved, which is $484,000. And I know most of you have $500,000 saved in your retirement fund. Well, the follow-up to that was, believe it or not, that still wouldn't be enough because due to inflation and all the other issues involved with the up-and-down economy. I also had the example of a 40-year-old that had $100,000 and planned on it by the time he was 68 to have about $250,000 or more. But because of all the issues that came up with that, $100,000 deflating and so on and so forth, they would actually have $63,000. And out of that 63, there's a lot more that comes out of that. So what you plan sometimes isn't what happens. All right, for those that are viewer looking for more, we're going to cover your top 10 investment strategies. But Rita, I think time-wise, I should let you get into your tech time.
Well, I was going to just skip tech time for this week because our guest has so much information.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
So like I said, I was going to skip it, but I'll just do an abbreviated tech time. I was just going to talk about Google today. A lot of people don't know how to get an email address. They say, well, which email should I get? And I was just going to say a Gmail address comes with all of the features with Google, which gives you all kinds of stuff, storage space that you can store documents on Google. It gives you your YouTube page. There's all kinds of things that come along with Google and Gmail. So for those of you just starting out getting your first email address, which is hard to believe that people are still just getting their first email address, but some people are, you might want to try Gmail and go through the Google system, and it's really a full-service account. And I'll go into it maybe a little bit more next week because we are running a little late, and there's so much stuff I want to talk about that kind of falls into the tech time information. First of all, the Eric Zulli app is available on the Apple Store. It's available on any of the app stores. I have a Apple phone, so I tend to favor that. But you can get it on any of the app stores. And it has all the information about the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. You can find out about all of the shows that are on the network, all the radio shows. There's a fan wall, which is very similar to this new TV show that's coming out where you actually vote. Well, I got to tell you, Eric came up with the first app that was really interactive with the fans and with the actual program that you're watching. So you want
right.
to get the Eric Zulli app.
Right.
And
it's easyshow.com is the first application-based interactive talk show. And is this technology or what? I mean, we're seeing these shows and some of these things that are going on, and Eric was already developing this stuff back in the day.
Absolutely. And there's a fan wall section there. The fans can promote their own projects. Brands can promote their products and stuff. So you really want to get that app because it really is interactive. And you can go, you can text to 949-836-9596, text the word menu, and you'll get a list of options that you can get text updates for. And I know I always need updates because I forget my name if I didn't say it often enough. But I try not to refer to myself in the third party.
Leave the sticker on. When you go to some of these events, they give you a little sticker or something, and just leave
Absolutely.
It on.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Rita.
Exactly.
Hello, I'm Rita.
But you can get updates simply by texting the word menu to 949-836-9596. And then check us out on Facebook. We have fan pages for Baby Boomers Live. Just go to Facebook. Type in Baby Boomers Live, we'll pop up. You can get the updates of what's new and what's hip and fashionable with me and Jim. Ha, ha, ha. We try.
Hey, how about that? And Aretha, did you know that we are on PR Photos, which is not easy to get on? How about that?
Yeah, we were at that event, and they put up our pictures. And then you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting, which is also on Facebook. Go to their fan page, and you can find out everything that's really going on, really what's new and what's hip and what's going on, by going to Easy Way Broadcasting fan page on Facebook. And then there's always the Easy Show, theeasyshow.com. It's a great show. It's on, I always forget, it's Fridays at 3:30. I make up dates. No, Thursdays. You're not helping me. Thursdays at 3:30. If you get the Easy Way app, you will know exactly when it is. Well, we're out of time, and we want to thank everyone for listening.
Friday at 3 o'clock. The podcast is Thursday. That's
okay.
What it is, Reed.
Go
Friday at
3,
and the podcast is Thursday. He's got so many shows.
I know. Get the Eric Zulli app, and you'll know when they all are. Again, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next Monday, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, everyone.
Hi, I'm Reetha Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.reethagray.nerium.com. That's reethagray.nerium.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
This episode is brought to you by VanityDrink.com, your best-kept aging secret. Use discount promo code 7022 for great discounts. Tune in next week for Baby Boomers Live. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.